Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? It's Friday, and you already know what fucking time it is, and you already know what this episode is called. This very special Friday edition of Beyonce's Trendessence. I am Miles Gray. I am joined by two pillars of culture. The first being super producer Becca Ramos, straight out TX, Texas Bama, like none other. I also have straight out of Illinois, the culture critic, the media maven, the person that you'll never catch misbehaving. It's Joelle Monique. I like that. See, I just came up with that.
Yes, Miles.
Or maybe we will catch you misbehaving. Hey, that's...
Beyonce, I will be misbehaving really Renaissance.
Calling you our inner host.
Okay, so...
asking us to act up. So you never know.
Truly, I was like, it couldn't be more spiritual to be in my homeland of Texas while the drop of Beyonce is happening in Houston. I was in Houston at midnight.
What does Houston look like when Beyonce drops? Is it like a scene, or is it kind of just like, look, every place looks like that because it's Beyonce? Like, am I missing something by not being in H-Town where it goes down?
I think it depends where you hang out, because I am a Beyonce stan, but I'm also a nerd girl. I don't be hanging in the clubby scene.
Right.
I'm sure in like the sceney parts, for sure. Yeah. It's probably nuts in there, but like that's a side of Houston I have not encountered, because I like to go to bed at 10 p.m.
Houston's Zeit Gang, let us know. Where does it go off? If a Beyonce album is dropping, is there a place you're supposed to be in Houston? Let me know, because I will make sure I'm there next time. But the album came out. I've listened to the first two tracks, and then everybody's like, listen to this one, listen to this one, listen to this one. I'm like, this is good. This is great. This is better. I'm very excited. N.I.G. I like that track. I like Ass Thick. What's the Ass Thick? Ass Thicker? Cash Thicker?
Ass thick, money thick.
The production is fantastic. Ooh. I like in her bag, Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Like when she's took, like when it's not really
when it's
singing.
Dark.
Yeah, I'm like, oh shit. I really respond to that Beyonce. I love the singing Beyonce. The Virgo's groove. I'm loving that track too. It feels like such a little shoulder swinger, the fantastic two-stepper for all my Virgos out there. Yeah, I'm enjoying it so far.
There's a lot of dope producers on this. Sid did Plastic Off the Couch, wrote and produced.
Yeah.
Which is I was doing a live recap of my listen, and I was like, this is If You Really Love Your Nigga song, which is good for y'all.
Yes,
I'm so happy.
It's very plastic off the couch.
I love him and we hang out. And sometimes we don't be hanging out because you need space, but then we come right back together because that's my boo. And it's very cute. And I love it. I feel like for the single ladies out there, Cuff It is the jam. It's clearly the first song on the album where you're like, I have to stand up physically. My body cannot remain at rest while this song plays. I also really enjoyed Church Girls, which if you know how pastor's kids be acting up, Son of a Preacher Man is the precursor to Church Girls, which is like, listen, if you close to the preacher, chances are you're going to wild out a little bit harder than everybody else for a variety of reasons.
As they call them PKs here in Tejas. The PK kids were always the worst.
Yes, because, you know, their fathers are closer to God, so they got to get further away. And I feel like that's exactly what Church Girls is. And it's great because it starts with the classic Clark Sisters Run and then Beyonce singing and you're like, damn. And then here come the affirmations and you're like, oh, I love it. She's feeling herself. And then she was like, and we getting filthy and twerking. And I was like, and I stand there that too. Every version of Beyonce pops up. I love this dance disco era that she has entered.
Please, yeah.
Please announce ticket sales. I'm ready. I've set my coin aside.
I'm going. You know, I'm
in. We've decided we're going to see it in Houston. And then my girls are going to try to go to Paris.
We wanna
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Listen, we have Beyonce money.
I'm
going to
be in Joelle's bag right now.
Wow. I just got goosebumps thinking of being in Paris with Beyonce. I've seen the last three tours that she did.
I don't want to hate you, Miles, so I'm just going to pretend like you didn't say that.
Hey, two at the Rose Bowl, one at Dodger Stadium. You know what I'm saying? I caught what? I got the On the Run tour, the Carters tour, and then the last solo show. Yeah, the Formation tour also. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That was a time. What a good time.
She kept under lock. She said, if you didn't see it live, you just don't get to see it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't do a video. That's what Prince told her. It was like, it's a live experience. Don't record this shit. And she did. Hey, and so I'll never know.
I literally will never know. And it breaks my heart. I always vowed that I wouldn't see Beyonce unless I could get floor seats. So as someone who is, you know, only now not broke, you know, maybe this is the time. This is my chance.
Look, and I told you, I said, put off those medical treatments. I said, you need something to help with your eyesight. I said, forget that.
No.
Because if you on the floor, you don't need your eyesight to be that great because you will be right next to
right
Beyonce.
There. In your
well, her last tour, Levels I was tour. In college. So I was like, I don't have. I have college.
Okay,
dollars.
Don't brag about how young you are. Okay, I'm like, I was 70 years out of college the last tour.
2016, that was a minute ago. That was
okay. You were just out of college. Okay, that's cool.
It was my senior year. Yeah.
I was almost 10 years on the fucking set.
So I didn't have money. Now I have some money, so I could do it this time, and I hope to. It's my goal.
Fantastic production, no ID, you know, Sid Bennett, obviously Sid from the internet, is one of my favorite artists, I think massively underrated, and also the LA native. But yeah, get in there, it's a great contribution. If you need something to do on the weekend, listen to that. And if you're a technical music nerd too, JD Beck and Domi Keys also dropped an album, but you'll probably dance more to Beyonce's. Next up, another song siren, pop siren, Shakira.
Ow.
Tonight I said my tax returns lie and I'm going to maybe go to jail. A Spanish prosecutor has asked for more than 8 years in prison for the Colombian superstar because in a fine of more than $23.5 million in a tax fraud case.
What if she just paid her money? Don't put little Shakira. She's so tiny. Don't put her in jail.
She's so
you came in for somebody who's doing tax fraud in
the prison system. We don't need it. I definitely think she has the cash. Just ask her for a
free
check.
Shows.
I'm sure she'll send it.
You got to do a free tour.
You know what? Yes.
Boom.
Yeah, you got to go to cities no one's ever heard of. Take it to the people so they can experience the greatness of Shakira.
Not Paris, not stuff. You do a show like, I don't know, Andorra and stuff. Are the Andorran people getting love?
Come to my hometown of Ottawa. We'll love it.
Exactly.
And, you know, and then, all proceeds go to Colombia. And okay, good. We're set.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's going to be like pop star jail, like Martha Stewart jail, you know? Or is it
going to
be?
She's not going to
jail.
They do this shit all the time. Like Cristiano Ronaldo, like, owned a bunch of money too. And they're just like, man, just give us the money, man.
They just want their money.
They just go like this. Yo, you want to go to jail? And they're like, fine, take my money.
Here, it's 50 million. Is that enough to shut you up?
Great. They're like, yeah, okay, yeah, we're good. Thank you. They're like, and why did you do all that tough guy stuff? Trying to come in with your chest out saying, I'm going to go to jail for 8 years. Or maybe she will. I don't know. And then maybe that will create empathy for people in the criminal justice system. And we'll finally reform them.
In like the theater program at the jail, you know, helping put on different shows.
Oh, like sister act or the type of shit?
Yes.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. This is the next thing that's trending. Tony Pizza is trending because it's a viral post from Reddit, from the subreddit called our relationship advice, where people just ask for all kinds of relationship advice. I'm just gonna read you this entire post, and
yes,
you'll understand
do.
Why
I'm trying to read it as
why Tony Pizza is trending. Okay, the title of the post is "My boyfriend won't stop calling me Tony Pizza," and then this is the body of the post: I, female 21, and my boyfriend, male 21, currently live together and have been together about 4 months.
Red flag.
Okay, first one.
Danger. Red flag. First one.
You're 21, but this to be young,
to be young.
Who ain't been 21 and been like, "Hey, man, I'm kind of broke right now. We could save money if we move in together right now."
Like
even
you,
though
you like me,
I like great. You like me. We have irreconcilable differences over a lot of major shit, but we hate being alone more. So we'll put that aside for now. Okay, so together after 4 months living together, and this goes on, quote. To explain why we were living together at the four-month mark, we started out as roommates, but then started dating. Okay,
little red texture. Flag.
Still red flag.
Okay. Red flag number two. Raise it.
I have to say, my boyfriend has never been good at pet names. Huh?
Okay.
Some early ones were Little Stubster and Sour Meat.
I would be so
red flag.
Irate
Yo.
If a man called me Sour Meat.
Sour
you know how
Meat?
Angry I would be if my man called me Sour Meat.
The way
He'd
I'm just
dead.
Not speaking to you until that stops.
I'm sorry.
There's all communication ends.
I haven't even read the full post, and I'm like, I've lost my breath.
Leave him.
You
girl.
Should. This you should have uppercutted him when he called you sour meat. What the fuck is that? Okay. All right. So Little Stubster and Sour Meat goes on to say one of my nicknames for him in comparison is Little Bird. Anyway, okay. I mean that's fucking basic as fuck too. Okay. Come on now. Everybody's taking L's right now. Anyway, about 2 weeks ago, he starts calling me Tony Pizza. This doesn't even make sense. And he uses it more often than my actual name. He is obsessed. It honestly bothers me that he can't even bother to find a somewhat nice nickname for me. I've had a couple of conversations with him about it, but he says he just can't think of anything better. What do I do? Is this going to become something, a bigger problem, or should I even address it? I hate being Tony Pizza.
Baby girl, if you tell somebody you hate being called something and they continue to call you that thing, that's a wrap.
Done. Absolutely.
That's a wrap. It ain't nothing more to consider or think about. You said, I don't like it when you call me that. And he said, too bad. Peace out. Goodbye.
Okay, stop
also,
calling me that or I'm gone.
It's that easy. It's that simple. It's the oldest one
baby?
In the book. Hey,
baby. Hey, baby.
That's all you.
Baby
you
girl.
Don't gotta do anything creative. It's
yeah.
You also don't necessarily need any. I just want
oh,
you,
you
to
don't.
Know
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something you really like and you should definitely, you know,
oh.
I don't know, maybe come up with a list or something
yeah.
of names you like to be called. But for
could you,
real, you don't need a nickname. You could just be like, babe, this is not working. So you just call me by my actual name.
Okay, now
call
forward.
Me by my name.
Allow me to do a little improv and write the post of the guy who is dating this
oh
woman
God, here we go,
and what
here we go.
He would be asking. It might go something like this. I, male 21, and my girlfriend, female 21, currently live together and have been together after about 4 months. To explain why we're together at the 4 month mark, we started out as roommates, but then started dating. I have to say my girlfriend is really into pet names and I'm not the most creative person. At times she demands a nickname on the spot and I panic. In the past, I've said things like Little Stubster or Sour Meat. They were terribly awkward moments for me, but she insists I call her anything but her name. Recently, to please her, I just came up with the name Tony Pizza. She hates it. But it kind of made me laugh, and I've been saying it a lot more now because for me, it's just stuck. Am I bad? I can also see that.
No, that's literally what it is. Am he thinks it's asshole, funny,
yeah.
And he likes to laugh that you are upset
right.
with him.
Exactly.
Because he's 21. And
he's
he
a boy.
Have
yes. He's in boy
any
mode.
Actual empathy for your feelings.
No, he's like, it's pissing her off.
Literally, because he's 21. Red flag.
And I'm
right
teasing.
There.
I'm pulling your hair.
Real?
You're mad? I do it because I like you.
Not listen to what I say?
It's Tony Pizza. You get it? Come on.
Fine. You get it.
Hey, TP.
New York and it's Tony and it's pizza. It's funny. All right.
How about Tone? How about Big Tone Pepperone?
I don't call a girl Big Nothing, first of all.
Yeah, Tony Pepperoni. Yeah,
Big Tone and not Pepperoni. Okay, listen.
Okay, how about Sour Meat? Motherfucker, are you trying to get... Are how you really you want me to lose it on bit, you? Baby.
You just consider yeah. what it is you want out of a relationship.
I just so love
this. It's not this girl.
This motherfucker came up with Tony Pizza.
Total like, pizza? It,
or he's a total asshole, right? Where they go, they went to the pizza place, and then she did something, and he's like, oh, okay, Tony Pizza. And then it's been Tony Pizza. Either way, you need to get the fuck out.
Yeah, either way, don't date your roommate.
Yeah.
Also, in the future, just be like, you know what? That's a relationship I can't allow to happen. What a mess.
Yeah.
What a mess. Because now you got to break a lease.
Yeah. Now got to break a fucking lease because it's Tony Pizza. I don't know. Yeah. My advice to you, I think like Joel said, if in general, across the board, it has nothing to do with pet names. If you have a need that you voice to someone that is saying they're your partner and they can't get their shit together to address your need, that's not a relationship. And that's not somebody you need to be in a relationship with. The real relationship is being able to put your own shit aside, hear this person you care about say, these are my needs. And you say, okay, yeah, I might be able to help you out with that. And if you can't, then you can be honest, say, you know what? I might not be right, but good luck to you. And maybe do the honorable thing and just say you might be a piece of shit and you can't handle being empathetic. Whatever it is. Anyway, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back to talk so a few more trends right after this.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. Will Smith is trending. What did he do?
He apologized.
He said wow. 5-minute apology video. Not the, you know, the self view on a camera phone, but like an actual camera was set up.
Mm-hmm.
So a produced video.
Yeah. It looks like he's in a confession booth on a reality TV show. And he's that's exactly Will what Smith. It looks like. Yeah, no. And listen, they do this kind of thing frequently where they're like sitting down and talking and having open discussions. This is kind of what the Smith family, or at least Jaden, will have become known for, is like, he's going to be open and vulnerable. And in it, he was like, listen, I shouldn't have done that shit. It's embarrassing. I'm sorry. These things happen. Sorry about it. He doesn't feel deeply remorseful. I believe that he is, because I'm sure that cash has been affected immediately. It looked like Jada didn't really like it in the moment. I don't think the person he was doing it for felt the, you know, got the desired effect, basically. I just don't think that she was like, oh, win for us.
I feel like I'm going to be tired already at like the punditry around this. I'm like, well, what is an apology from this black man?
Oh, too? Yeah. Listen, I feel like there's already so many layers
of like racism that a lot of people cannot see through when they comment on this. And I'm like, I'm tired.
It's so complex and it's so sad and frustrating that like it even had to come down to him doing a sit down video months later to like apologize. And it's like, it's so layered and it's so gross. And it's just like, yeah, it wasn't cool. But also, like, the media was not cool, and it just feels gross all around.
Is it layered and gross because this feels like it's mostly for white people?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's to make white people feel better.
The angle feels like he's going to lose white fans, or has already lost
white fans. That's always been the thing, is, ooh, he's losing white people. It's been sort of the subtext just did this. Oh, he's not getting this gig. And I'm like, I don't know. It sounds like y'all are getting off on being like, here are the punishments for this man.
Exactly.
I mean, absolutely. Where we just had an Academy member be arrested and I think indicted for charges of child sexual pornography. So,
there's been so many white men in the Academy that have done way more vile things.
Yeah.
And we are having to kick Will Smith out, who has had a pretty clean record and has been like the squeaky clean black man of, you know, like,
and can you imagine the pressure that comes along with fulfilling that role too?
Exactly.
Of being the safe black guy in Hollywood? That's a lot of shit.
Since the 80s?
Since like the 80s, for many, like, decades.
And all the way up until right that moment, we had a personal altercation with someone he's known for decades.
Right.
Who insulted him on a global, insulted his family on a global stage. You know, partner, like, it wasn't unwarranted.
Of course, going to be very sensitive about, you know, it's like, that aspect of it is messy. I hope those two figure it out. But I really want to, like, if I had a chance to sit down with Will Smith and be like, what are the next strategies? Be like, baby, you have enough money. What do you just want to be making for your damn self?
Yeah.
Like, do not think about these other people. They don't matter. It's fine. Yeah. People who rock with you still rock with you. I would still go see a Will Smith movie. Don't make another one with Ang Lee. Just figure out what it is you want to do and let's go make that movie and it'll be fine. I promise you, you will be fine. You will continue to make money. But pandering, like, these white folks will never forgive you for that, ever, because they're only going to see you as a person who has the potential to pop off. That's done.
Yeah.
Let it go.
It's just the way, like, Deadline tweeted about it, like, in a video that's 5 minutes, 44 seconds long. I'm like, what? That feels like intentional to be like giving you the minute and like that's how
it's
bad.
So long.
I also, though, what's funny is don't count out toxic masculinity either, because Chris Rock was out here being like, I'm no victim.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, sure. Like, it's bad for on sure. all sides. It's
yeah, like, where he was also just like, man, I ate that slap. And you're yeah. like, okay, this is
He's
all.
He's like, I walked off fine. Ugh. And you're okay. like, okay. Yeah,
We get it. Nothing
you're
to
man.
See here.
We got it.
Moving along. Let's move on to something really cool, though. And by cool, I mean fucked up and tragic and makes me want to scream, which is the amount of fucking pollution these rich people are fucking excreting out the assholes of their private jets. There's a list. Was it Becca? Did you bring this up or was it Joelle? Maybe Joelle.
Joelle brought this up.
I brought it up.
I know that we were getting first, like 2 weeks ago, was like Kendall Jenner's taking like 3-minute flights or some shit.
Kylie.
You know,
but yes.
And Kylie. I think both, right? I thought then it was like, you think Kendall's bad? Kylie's taking like 3-second flights.
Yeah.
And then we find out, oh, Elon Musk, you think that's bad? He takes a ton of short flights too. But there is a actual leader of them all, of the fucking polluters. And that is none other than Taylor Swift.
Tay Tay.
She is apparently the fucking OG of super quick flights. So I did not, I didn't know that. And people are saying this global warming is Taylor's version, which is a very interesting joke. I'm sure. What are the Swifties going to do about this? Are they out here defending her?
In the same
they
way
will
that
defend
if-
her always.
And already are in the comments. But in the same way as if Beyonce instead of Jay-Z, they really probably could have put Jay-Z / Beyonce. They go most places together. Yeah. They knew what was up. They're like, we will not be caught up in the Beyonce Google search today and dragged to Earth. So it's Jay-Z. He's number 3 on the list. Dope. Yeah, I mean, listen, the thing is, in the same way that when the whole Khalees Beyonce scandal, I said, ooh, Khalees, I hear you and I feel you, but I'm going to still be streaming the album tonight,
yeah.
girl.
I
hope you get your coin. You deserve it, and I want you to, but I'm not giving up Beyonce. And if you're a Taylor Swift fan, you're not about to give up Taylor Swift. She means too much to you. You may at most be like, Taylor girl, did you need to take a private jet? But at the same time, I don't know, plan your trips better, maybe go by a boat or something. I just think
maybe stay in a
terrible,
place longer.
But I also, that part that I also understand, like, Taylor Swift can't get on a commercial flight.
No, yeah.
She can't
She'll
do it.
She'll be literally, like, bamboozled.
It would be
just like Beyonce
impossible.
Can't either.
She might be able to fly business class on an extremely long flight if she bought the entire section out.
Right.
Yeah.
Which might be cheaper than taking a private jet, actually.
Right.
But is also might be the exact same situation of, like, now you're just hugging space. I don't know.
Yeah,
don't
then it's
really
like regular people can't take those flights. Yeah. So it's like...
The solution is people need to chill
the
fuck out. Yeah, I'm sorry. We're going to have to eat you, too.
Eat the rich.
This is what it is.
Yeah,
hey, look, get us a few more albums, and then we got to eat you.
Yeah.
Or you're going to fly commercial with us, and you're going to have to act cool about it, you know, when we wall out. That's just the trade-off. I'm sorry. You know, I don't know what else to do. But yeah, one day, we will be polluting the earth in our clean jets that are, you know, powered by whatever...
the sun.
Yeah, or that shit from, you know, the Iron Man had in his chest. Like, why can't we put a bunch of those
vibranium?
In the fucking chest? Yeah, whatever it is. Let's move on to the last thing. Becca, I think in general, this is a thing, and I want to extend this to the teachers and people who are friends of teachers that listen to the show Zeit Gang, because we understand it is very difficult to be a teacher in this day and age, especially if you're at a public school, because there is no funding. Get the supplies you need to do the work of educating the future of our country, and having to unfortunately be on the front lines of people saying you're trying to be the mask police or you're teaching them shit like, I don't know, ideas about equality that are so bad. And to that point, Becca, you said a teacher of yours reached out was kind of asking for some help, not necessarily being like, hey, help me, but you were like, oh, I would like to do something nice for a favorite teacher of mine.
Yeah. So I don't know how much I've shared about this, but like educators are really, you know, close to my heart. My mom's educator. My brother's also an educator. I value education so much, like teachers, especially K-12, like college is a whole other, you know, whatever. But
yeah.
K-12, like they are, you know, raising America. And also so many of those teachers do so much more than their job, right? Like it's their job to not only like babysit, and like teach these kids life lessons, not
therapy.
Only educational lessons, but also like my mom specifically helped many kids get to college, you know, filled out FAFSA forms for them, like got them grants and scholarships. So like I just have such a heart for educators. I'm still very close with my senior English AP teacher, as many emotional Tumblr nerdy girls are close to their English teachers. I still talk to Miss Ortega pretty regularly. She messaged me the other day and was like, hey, like, she was so embarrassed about posting this, like, on LinkedIn. It's her only social media platform. It was for a while the only way I was communicating with her, on LinkedIn. She would check in with me every quarter, like every 3 months, being like, how's life? How's this? How's that? Finally, I have her phone number. She posted on LinkedIn that she is in need of some school supplies because she just changed school districts. She's teaching a whole new class. I don't think she's even teaching AP English anymore. I think she's teaching ESL. So she needs supplies. And I was like, I'd really love to put her Amazon wishlist in our footnotes and have anybody who's, you know, Zeitgang. I'd really, you know, love if you supported my favorite local teacher. But also, like, I put that out to you guys. Support your favorite local teacher. See if teachers in your area have Amazon wish lists as well that you can help donate. You know, it's such a small thing. They get paid so little to do so much for us. So I just put that out there. I would love for y'all to check it out and help out my favorite teacher and maybe help out yours too if you can find them.
Tweet at us, tweet at me, DM me, whatever. Because I think I think every single person who looks back on like their life and what could have been and how outcomes could have been way worse, you probably think of a teacher who was really instrumental in you doing, like, taking yourself more seriously, that maybe you have talents or an interest that's worth pursuing. And yeah, like you're saying, especially right now, man, we're living in a time where the existence of teachers is like, there's a threat to their existence because of the new society that many conservative people are trying to create, where they don't want empathetic humans talking to our kids and teaching our kids and teaching them empathy. So, yes, I would love to share that link. We'll have that in the footnotes. We'll even tweet that out in a second. You can see all that. And let us know too, because obviously we know I've had numerous interactions with people that are educators. So if we can help, let's do that. So bless Miss Ortega. Bless all you teachers and educators out there. And bless all the Beyonce fans like Joelle Monique, who's in the 0.001% or something, whatever wild statistic listeners you threw at me on Spotify. So I'm not coming for that throne. I will accept that you are you're one of the exalted few, one of the elite. All right, Joelle, Becca, thank you for joining me. Let's wrap this week out on a positive. Y'all listen to the new albums, whatever. Reach out to somebody. Please be kind to yourself. Like, honestly, right now, I'm sure many people, if you're an empathetic person, there's a high chance that you are a people pleaser and maybe you are not taking care of yourself. Maybe you are taking everybody else's needs into consideration and you are not considering your own. And guess what? Considering yourself is not a selfish act. In fact, it's an act that you do to be able to stay around. And if you really like to help people, you got to help yourself. So please, that means saying no to something, taking a break for yourself, or whatever, a little treat, do that, okay? Because life is hard enough. So please be kind to yourself. Be kind to each other. Wear a mask. Get that damn vaccine if you're still lacking with it. And if you get that booster, get that booster. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And you damn sure better not do anything about misogyny or homophobia, transphobia, none of that shit. Because life is hard enough and we got to have everybody's back. You feel me? Okay. Woo. Until next time, we'll see you then. And which will be Monday. We'll be the next time. All right, y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.